This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. The obvious and the usual route to introduce today's guest would be that she is the daughter of a mega successful music composer and granddaughter of a legendary musician. But for me, she has surpassed that stage. And what a proud moment for any parent to see their child being appreciated and introduced solely on account of their own personal accomplishments and talent. I have the immensely talented singer, songwriter, composer Anmol Malik, who has also emerged as a beautiful author with her 2020 debut of her book Three Impossible Wishes. My affinity towards her is evident from this chat, as we have known each other since quite some time now, and I have seen her grow as an independent artist, someone who has created her own identity through her own hustle and work. Presenting Anmol Malik on 9XM Soundcast.
Eva, I'm very grateful that I'm on this show back with you. It's so nice to see your smiling face once again.
Oh, God.
Because the last time, you've been a very big part of my musical journey.
Oh, my God.
And it's true.
But this is just too special for me. And you know the reason why. Yes. So let's just begin.
That has been the introduction of the century. I do not know how to live up to that. But Eva, like I was, you know, we were discussing over the phone the other day, you have been someone who is very special in my life because you have watched me and observed me almost over a decade. One of my life's first interviews was given with you. And I still remember coming to the 9XM office and I was shaking, and you were the sweetest person ever. I was shaking because for me, there was this whole four camera setup. It was a huge movie. It was Tanu Ed's Manu Returns.
Yes.
I had sung the jazz song, Old School Girl, in it. And it was like soundproofed room, silence on the set, lights right in your face. You just keep answering. You were so kind and so patient with someone whose throat had closed up. I will never forget that. And over the years, I think our paths have crossed again and again. And it has been wonderful meeting you.
One thing that I really find so inspiring in you is that, you know, being, you know, a daughter of, you know, such an accomplished person, and it's a lot of pressure also, but one can easily, you know, become complacent and lazy, and you know, it's not easy to really, you know, try to, you know, carve your own, you know, niche path totally, you know, by yourself, because I know for a fact that how, you know, your father has consciously tried to, you know, not be, you know, of a, you know, sort of a direct help anyway in your career. He had left you on your own. You and your sister, you guys figure out how you guys want to, you know, shape up your career, and you know, hats off to you and your spirit being you know, so motivated, you know, by your own self. I mean, that's just so crazy, and I want to cover all that thing, you know, all that thing.
Thank you. And it's so great that you mentioned that, because it's so great that he left us on our own to find our own path, because without it, I don't think my paths would have then met you. There are a lot of great people who entered my life purely because I worked on instinct, and you are one of them. So I think everybody has their own journey to undertake, their own trials, their own triumphs, and I'm here now.
So Anmol, why don't you start this wonderful chat with any of your songs, a song that you have composed or written, any of your songs?
my written song. I'll start with Let Me Come Home. I'm so happy you brought the indie music in it, because sometimes it's a little hard to push indie music, but that's where my heart completely lies. So the song's called Let Me Come Home, and it's something very close to me because it's something I wrote and composed. I threw water on the sun in the evening, and the moon lies in pieces by my bedside. It still wasn't dark enough, so I picked a jar. I held it to the night sky and captured all the stars. Still I have dreams I don't like. There are nightmares I love. There must be something wrong. I am yet to be born. Let me come home where you are. Let me come home. I'm tired of being alone. Let me come.
Really inspiring, Anmol. So let's just go through your, you know, musical journey. You studied in England, and then how did you kind of decide that you would want to, you know, take up, you know, music as your, you know, one of your careers?
So music has, how do I put it? It's been very intrinsic of my family. Like in my family, you can't escape it. It's there. You're born into it. And I feel blessed and grateful that I've had the opportunity to watch such living legends. When my dadaji was alive, I used to spend a lot of time around him. He used to play the harmonium. I used to love watching him teach music to other students who used to come in. Similarly, I used to make sure I was always on my dad's set where he was teaching other singers. They were greats. They were legends. And for me to stand in the corner and get a chance to watch them is a huge opportunity, because I got to observe how hard they work, how dedicated they are. And that inculcated a sense of responsibility and a sense of work experience in me. But apart from that, my buddy Mamu, my father's Mamu, Shri Hasra Jaipuriji, is a very famous lyricist as well. And I didn't know this until I fell in love with the song Badan Pe Sitare.
Oh my God.
And when it blew my mind, because I love music. But there is a huge part of me that actually gets attracted to the words and the lyrics first. I used to wonder where that side of me came from. I used to wonder, when everybody around me is so much into melody, why am I so attracted to the lyrics of a song? Even in Let Me Come Home, the lyrics are very important. Badan pe sitare ek aisa gana hai jo matlab badan pe sitare lapete hue ho jaane tamanna kidhar ja rahe.
Who thinks like that? What a beautiful imagination. Poetry.
And Jaipuri ji, the trivia behind it is so beautiful. He had told us, he had told my mother, in fact, that he had entered a party. Aur ek aurat aayi thi jisne ek gown pehna tha. Jiske par, you know, chamkile aise designs bane the. Which is why the line popped in his head, badan pe sitare. So for me to hear that made me realize that there is a side of me that's very heavily invested into words as well. Now there is a side of me that wanted to write for the longest time.
Right.
I know you spoke about Three Impossible Wishes as well. In Three Impossible Wishes, there are a lot of songs which are in the book. Music will never leave me. Music is a huge part of me. But the best way that I express myself is through lyrics and words. And finally, they became songs like Let Me Come Home, Into the Night. There was a Universal Project release song called Isn't That Why?
Yeah.
Which was a huge project for me to undertake, because Let Me Come Home and Into the Night were both independent releases.
Yeah,
the amount of hustle, Eva, that happened in those songs, where it almost drove me nuts. From the production cost was entirely mine. I did so many odd jobs to be able to save up to make the video of that. I met such wonderful people who helped me make the video. The editing, the production, the release. Eventually, it was all worth it, because I signed my first record deal with Universal Music for Isn't That Why, which was my third independent song.
Absolutely.
But I've also done independent music with Zee Music. There was a song called Jiana Jai, which is the first Hindi song that I ever wrote.
Absolutely.
And there's a song that I think people don't know about called Khurafati. Mare gai. So there are a lot of songs that I've done over the years that may not have received that kind of recognition, but slowly and steadily, it has helped me make a very steady, steady stream of people who listen to my music, who support me. And that has been more than I can ask for.
Absolutely. And kudos to you, because you started doing, indie music at a point of time when it was, it hadn't reached the stage that it has, today. Yeah. Indie music is everywhere. Everybody is doing it, especially after the pandemic and the lockdown. Everybody is creating, independent music.
Oh, Eva, it
but
was a
you
journey
have,
and a half.
You have done it years, ago. And when you were so young, and, I remember when you were, when you were singing, the earlier songs that you created, the English songs, and you had shown me the, the rough cuts also. And I was like,
yes.
Wow, so beautifully written. And how can this young girl, think so deeply about, emotions and, passion.
But Eva, I was very, very fortunate at that point, because you don't know where to start from. So the first thing you can do is I put my laptop in my bag and I went walking personally to every office. And it was very nice of them to open the door at that point. And we were just below a Justin Bieber song. It was an incredible journey, but that kind of taught me that if you want something, you need to go and put in your own personal work, because people will see that passion and then the right people will connect with it. So that journey has taught me
totally
a lot.
Independent. When you say the word independent with you, I know for a fact that it has been totally independent. How could you escape, and how were you able to, do all of this, without, falling under the shadow, under the heavy pressure of, being Anu Malik sir's daughter? And I know,
very
like,
honestly, the pressure is always going to be there, because we're talking about someone whose career has spanned over 40 years. And he's had over, 300 plus releases to his credit. I also know that for your personal kind of work, for your personal kind of music, you need to present it to as many people as you can. And like I said before, only the people who connect with it will come in your path. I've met a lot of people over the years. I've asked a lot of people and played a lot of people my music and asked them, what can I do with it? Or showed people my writing. But out of the entire circle, it has been people like you and a lot of other very good people who've been in my periphery, who have been instrumental in my journey and who have watched me grow. For that, I'll obviously have to thank the work, because at the end of the day, it's only work that kind of speaks. So I'm not trying to escape Anuji's shadow, because it's impossible to do so. I'm just trying to create my own little world. And I love creating, Eva. I love escaping into my own stories and into my own songs. And luckily, all this while, it has attracted readers and listeners. And it has brought me closer to the people who want to listen to me. So I like that. I like that small little journey that I've undertaken. I don't have very big dreams. I just want to be very simple and just keep creating. I'm often asked, what are the correct conditions to create in? Like, do you need a special location, some foreign location to go to? Do you need like a special desk? I don't think you need any of that. I'm genuinely, when I say I'm simple, I'm very simple. You give me a paper and pen and I'm the happiest person on this planet. I just need that much to create a little world. And I love reading, because I love escaping into that world.
Wow, you are a true blue artist, just like your dad. I mean, he is someone who is the happiest when he's with his peti, right?
Correct. But Eva, we all have to do support of your family. Have to do something that we love. All of us. It's the only thing that's going to save us.
Right.
And I've realized whenever I'm the most lost or the most sad, that's when I start creating the maximum. Not because I'm heartbroken, but because I do like creating something to escape into. Even Three Impossible Wishes is one of the funniest books that I love escaping into. And I wrote it when I was in my darkest space.
Yeah, so, I want to know more. How did you get into writing? I mean, I know that you studied, English.
A lot of people don't know that for the last 10 years, along with music, I've actually been working. I have worked at, I used to work in the script department.
Yeah, of UTD course, I know. Yeah, of course.
I've worked with Rohan Sippy, sir. I've worked with, for the longest time, I was with YRF.
Yes.
And I have learned so much at YRF in their script department. I'm so grateful to Adi, sir, as well, because that's such an incredible work environment. And I love reading. So for me, my entire focus has always been script doctoring, screenplay writing, copywriting. I used to work as a copywriter with Leo Burnett.
Yes.
All these things kind of, I think it's been a good decade of me gathering all this work experience, because at the end of the day, I knew I wanted to write. I just needed that one chance to do so. But it took me a while to get there. And for me, it's such a great honor that despite not knowing anything about the publishing industry, I swear to God, I have no idea how, when the manuscript was floated around in the market, it was HarperCollins that picked it up. And I remember the first time I got the email from them, I thought it was a joke, because there's no way a huge publishing house would take a chance on a debut author like me. But it all worked out and Three Impossible Wishes came into existence. And you will not believe the amount of love that book received and the amount of fan art, because it's set on a college campus and it's a love story between an Indian girl and a Russian boy. And it is hilarious. Everybody kept messaging me, where do we find this Russian boy from? Because he's exactly like Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
And for students who were missing their college life in the lockdown, this book became a form of escape. Like they could travel all the way to London and just live out their college fantasies. It's a bloody hilarious book. And I really urge you to read it.
You
will love it.
My hands on that book.
You know, Eva, what the story of the book is, it's basically, when I was studying, there was this rumor going on campus that if you fail your exams, you fail the year. And okay, for an international student, if you fail your exams, you get deported. Mother, you get sent back to your own country. So imagine, are you going to test that rumor out? I wasn't going to as a student. So we're basically talking about this one girl who does some jugaad to kind of con her university to pass her exams. And that sets into motion so many other stupid incidents that end up forming her entire character arc. It's just hilarious.
Wow.
Look at me, like, going on and on.
No, of course. And it's your baby. And I love your pen name. It absolutely suits you completely, because I have seen you on your piano. You are something else. Audrey Piano. Wow. I just loved it. How did you come up with it? Tell me.
Audrey Piano is actually a pen name that I had started off at university, because I used to love writing children's stories back at university. And it helped me earn pocket money as well. So there, Audrey Piano was just born because I needed a pseudonym. And for some reason, the people who were running the kind of university press used to always call me, hey, Piano, come here, because I think they'd seen me with the piano.
Yeah.
So the name Piano kind of stuck. And Audrey just became this kind of pen name that I associated with. It became easier to pronounce, I suppose, and remember. And that's how an identity was born.
Wow, beautiful. And I'm interested in knowing, you know, how does, you know, Anu Malik sir receive, you know, your songs and your creations? And because they are worlds apart, like while Anu Malik sir is the king of Bollywood romance and, you know, and like the king of the 90s melodies. And over here, you are, you know, creating a totally different sound and all of that. So what is his...
He's the king, but I'm not the queen of anything just yet. I've got 1,000 years more to go. And I've never really compared our music, but the best thing is that he always has feedback to give. And he's always very positive about my book. Always. If I tell him that this is something I've written or this is a story I'm writing, I think the cutest thing was, he's a very busy person. Okay. And I know he's constantly creating. I know he's constantly up in his head thinking of new things to do. But one day when I was kind of clearing out his bedside drawer, because it's always stuffed with pens and paper, at the very bottom, I found my book, Three Impossible Wishes. And he had kind of bookmarked a page and he'd been sitting and secretly reading it page by page every night. And I was very touched. So I think he's a very supportive father. In the studio, he's a very harsh taskmaster, as I have discovered over the years working with him. It's very scary sometimes. Like when we worked on Talli and when we worked on Chirake Dil Mera, it has been a journey. You have to deliver what the music director wants, because at the end of the day, he is directing his singers and lyricists and musicians in a certain way. And at that point, you're just a part of his team. No special treatment, nothing. If you don't deliver, you're out of the studio.
Wow. And hats off, because I know about this, you know, this strict taskmaster, because of, you know, my conversation with Kumar Sanu, that he was there on the show, and he's like, Anu Malik sir se dar lagta tha bhai. Aur Anu Malik sir, agar unke saamne apne, you know, ठीक तरीके से नहीं गा पाए तो वो आपको टेक पे टेक अगर आपको लेट हो रहा है कुछ नहीं, अगर आपने ऐसा बोल दिया कि मुझे लेट हो रहा है तो आपको और बिठाएंगे.
कुमार सर इज अ लेजेंड. इमेजिन इफ सच अ ग्रेट सिंगर हैज टोल्ड यू दैट, कैन यू इमेजिन व्हाट पीपल लाइक मी हु आर नॉट इवन अ परसेंट ऑफ हिम वुड गो थ्रू. ही इज, I think I know where Anuji comes from, though. It's because when you create something, you have a certain vision. And at the end of the day, as a music director, he's kind of responsible for the director's vision and for the producer's vision. He's also thinking about how the actors will be on the song. And when I've watched him teaching singers, I've always been fascinated, because a lot of the expressions in a song is something he's already decided on. And a lot of the expressions is because it's like voice acting. Singers have such a marvelous job. They have to be voice acting. And they're different in almost every song. You know, if I get asked a question very often, which is your favorite song over the years? Or who is your favorite singer? I think it's a very unfair question, because when you listen to singers, they're all so great. They all have a different version of themselves in every song they sing. Absolutely. And I'm always fascinated by it. And even music directors, they all have their own creative juices flowing into each song. So they put in so much hard work. Eva, how can you choose a favorite song? They're all incredible.
Absolutely. You know, taking a look at your, you know, Bollywood journey, you know, your songs have always been, you know, loved, and they have been one of the, you know, striking songs of a soundtrack, be it Talli or Nagin, my favorite and everybody's favorite, you know, the ultimate party song, Nagin. Wow. Did you know that I assisted Shashank Shah for the first 5 years of my career? I owe my career to Shashank Shah.
Are you serious? Oh, that movie, that song, I remember I used to keep pushing audition tapes to Krishika Lulla ji, never expecting to hear back. And I was grateful that I didn't hear back, because I thought she was getting annoyed. But she is such a sweetheart. She never got annoyed. One day I received a call from her office saying there's a recording happening. Can you go and audition for that? And the recording was for a song for Jaydev sir and Kumarji, the lyricist. And there was a movie Shashank sir was doing.
Yeah.
And eventually the song was Nagin, which was such an energetic song that it blew my mind, the way that song has lived on over the years.
But how young are you then?
You're asking me something that I must have sung when I was 19 or 20. Yeah. I don't remember which year the song came out in, but I do remember that the song has lived on. Yeah. The same thing with Talli as well. Talli, Abhijit sir, who wrote the lyrics, never told me what Talli meant, and I didn't know.
Wow. I mean, this is where I see that, you know, that Anu Malik sir ki, you know, ada in you, I can say. When I see that Masi, you know, the singer artist in you, and then you have songs like the one in Umrao Jaan. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was Javed sir is a living legend. JB sir, how can I thank the two of them? And then the Sadgi of Aishwarya ji. I think this was for the younger version of Umrao's character in the film. And again, that was a song I was shaking when I was singing, because I was very young.
It was so scary. And you have sung it so, so well. You know, the innocence has been captured so beautifully. And then you have Richa Sharma singing the... I mean, then what do you say?
Goosebumps.
Absolutely. And Anmol, I must congratulate you for your latest song in Hangama 2, which you have rendered beautifully along with Benny Dayal. Chura Ke Dil Mera, oh my God, your dad's iconic original. Tell me, how surreal was that experience for you?
I think what helped was that I didn't expect my voice to stay in the song because I knew it's a youth song and I was like, I don't think I'll be able to win it, but the voice stayed, and I'm so happy that the song is out there for everyone to listen to.
Can go on
it's
and
such
on
a
and
song.
It's just so beautiful, and you know, for our listeners, if you could, you know, share something from your journey, you know, the lessons that you know you have been able to gather over a period of you know so many years with your varied experiences as an artist. If there is some advice, some tips that you know would be really helpful to you know new upcoming artists, and especially of your age.
Very honestly, Eva, I don't think I'm anyone to give anyone advice.
Always been humble, and I mean all that goes in the family, but you've always been so humble, but I'm sure that you know you have some you know words of wisdom and something from your experiences.
No, I do have a tip, which is because it's been very helpful to me over the years, which is, one is when you start a piece of work, complete that piece of work before you jump onto something else. Because I've learned my lesson the hard way, getting distracted by new projects and never actually completing something. There is merit in having a solid piece of work that's completed. Two, be true to yourself. Just listen to yourself and your heart and do what your heart loves to do the most. Because that is the only way you will attract the absolute right people to yourself, the absolute right projects, the absolute right friends, and the support that you need. And three, which is something that's held me in good stead, is just keep working hard, because I've always found that when I've been true to myself and done my own work quietly and been very supportive of other people along the way, it's always helped me meet good people and, you know, have a clean and neat journey, because at the end of the day, I just want to be happy. That's all I want. I like people ask me, what is your big goal in life? My big goal in life is to have a really nice, pretty cottage somewhere in the countryside where I can read books and drink tea and have my friends and my family around me. I'll be very happy with that much.
Oh my God. Wow. Anmol, you know, truly, you know, it's been such a lovely, lovely morning having spent with you. It's always special. You know, I totally miss the vibe of your house, you know, the way you have been warm whenever I have come. And, you know, I definitely miss that. Of course, and here we
are. Anything for you, because you've been one of the most incredible people in my life. And I mean it. When people become friends to me and I really respect them for their work, I'm ready to do anything for them. So you're one of those people.
Absolutely. But really, and I also feel I want to just end this, you know, podcast with, you know, thanking your parents and, you know, acknowledging, you know, the amount of, you know, amount of love and the amount of support that they have given, and, you know, the kind of, you know, amazing children that you know they have been able to nurture, and that is just hats off. And I, as a why am I saying this, you know, Anmol, because I'm a parent now, right? I'm a my daughter Sasha is 5 and a half. I mean,
oh my
I remember
God, time flies.
I was expecting, and we were, you know, chatting up that, oh my
yes.
God, now we'll not be able to meet for some time and all of that. So
I remember you were lugging the cameras around and I could see the baby bump and I was so freaked out. I remember rushing and holding the cameras for you because, like, I hope nothing happens. And now she's 5 years old. Oh my God.
Yes. And so that's why I'm, you know, I totally can connect and kind of, I'm able to feel, you know, what your parents must be, you know, the kind of emotions that they must be feeling when they see you, you know, like, you know, at this stage of your life. So it's just amazing.
I think every parent tries their level best that their child does not have to face the harshness of the world. But I also know that in my journey, when plans have not worked out, when there have been failures, when there have been several heartbreaking moments, those are the moments that taught me lessons that I will always hold for the rest of my life. So I think sometimes it does help to face the harshness of the world because it makes you stronger. Like they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you learn lessons, and sometimes those lessons are very needed. So I am very grateful to be born as Anuji's daughter, to have my parents teach me so many lessons. And I'm also grateful to be able to navigate a part of the journey on my own. I'm truly
absolutely
grateful.
Wow. All our love and all our, bestest wishes.
That's what I need. And I need support.
Absolutely. Anytime. And we are, always looking forward, for your English songs and your Bollywood songs. And now your writing. I mean, you are one of the most, loved, new writers in India. And that's a proud thing. And wow, guys, Anmol Malik, for you. And I'm so thankful to you.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you so much. You've made my day. You've made my morning. This has been my love to your daughter.
Yes. I think I've warned her. Like, she has to interrupt and...
So cute. Hi. How old are you? 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi.
5 years old.
5 years old. That is a huge age. What do you have for breakfast, Sasha?
What do you have for breakfast?
We had.
What do you have? Remember.
I had. I just had hot chocolate.
You have a very cool mom. Hot chocolate.
Thank you.
You have to include Sasha in this.
Yes.
I don't care. You have to include her.
For
bye,
sure,
Eva.
For
take
sure.
care.
Bye.
Lots of love.
Anmol Malik's happy, optimistic, and a determined attitude is really inspiring. The way she decided to navigate her own path, without leaning on her father's success, the way she has come out as an independent artist in the truest sense, creating and writing her own songs, and also the fact that she has been able to fulfill her dreams to write books. In her words, sometimes facing the harshness of the world helps. The other thing that she spoke about is that everyone needs to identify, one's passion or dream and then work towards it. I also particularly liked her sense of contentment that she has, not drowning or becoming a victim of today's fiercely competitive scenario. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at Eva Bhatt Podcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilogue Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media. Hey listener, did you check out 9XM Song Secret? A perfect podcast for music lovers, jahan host Shefali Juneja baat karti hai aapke favorite artists ke saath unke kuch secrets janne. Wo secrets kya hai? For that you will have to listen to this cool podcast 9XM Song Secret.